be.
Well, now, if you got something like your car or your buggy, like in the days when the roads were so bad, if it's stuck, sometimes you'd have to get behind it and
push.
You'd have to push it out sometimes.
Yeah, you would do
push
that.
Car out right down here to the end of this road was Harold Thompson's car. Me was with Carter, his brother. My sister was with Harold Thompson. And we stuck right down there inside the house. That's where we ended up on top of the build up on the hill. That's where I married. It was 2 o'clock this morning.
Oh,
her shoes almost slipped upstairs. They didn't know how late it was, but
it's a good sign.
It's
a good thing.
Back then,
we
got down there, but we worked till we got that car out. We walked up the hill.
Well, you'd have gotten in some trouble then.
That's true.
Latest I ever out. That was a we had both these boys, but they helped them to get the car out.
I do not have a car. I had them kind of roads.
Oh, it was terrible. You couldn't go nowhere.
Over to Gray, over Chapman. Do you remember them? It was the only car that was there. They were all surprised when they seen a car coming.
did you ever hear
that? Yeah, no business getting out in that
people,
car.
Instead of saying they picked up something and carried it, have you ever heard them say they picked it up and...
What, towed it?
Yeah,
I've heard that too. Picked it up and towed it instead of carrying it.
Yes.
Which carrying it would be the proper way instead of
picked it. But especially in the old days, they'd probably say that.
Yeah, they did.
Well, like if there was a little child in the kitchen and that, the stove was hot and they're about to put their hand up there and you'd say, no.
Don't do that. It's hot.
And don't
touch it.
Mm-hmm. If you sent somebody, now like if you needed something like a hammer or something, you might tell one of your children, well, go
bring me the hammer.
We were talking about games and things that y'all would play. Did you ever play a game where you would hide.
Oh, yeah, hide and seek. We played a lot of times. That was fun, a bunch of us, you know.
Well, would they have to come in and touch the
base, what do you call the base?
Like remember that.
Oh, yeah. My children, when they were growing up, they played it too.
Uh-huh.
I know my daughter Jean, up here, she has a scar on her leg now where she in the barn, there was a nail out where she run by and ripped her leg there through the skin. Her girls, they used to play hide and seek a lot down here.
Oh, well, did any of your grandchildren or son ever play football?
No, we just have the one boy. He had something when he was small, something like infant type paralysis, but he, after he got grown, he didn't, it don't bother him much. He was healthy enough.
Now, if you were going to meet somebody in town, you might say, now, I'll meet you in town, but if I get there first, I'll
wait for you,
yeah. If there was a little child and you were about to punish him for something, he'd say, oh, give me another
chance.
Another way, instead of saying that somebody is in a good mood, you'd say he's in a good...
Oh, and I said, now, what would you use in there?
Might say he says that he's in good mood, he's in a good
I don't know, anyway, it wouldn't be, has a good disposition, it'd be something kind of
about the same. Sometimes they say a person's got a good sense of...
humor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've heard that.
You heard that?
I just couldn't think of that, yes.
Oh, have you ever heard somebody talk about kind of a smart aleck kind of kid and something? Have you ever heard him say he doesn't really know what's going on, but he let on like it, or he made out like it?
Yeah, when he didn't know anything about it,
just letting on like it. Now, have you ever heard him, like a kid in school, instead of saying,